Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Being a student of history, I came across an article written by Herbert Hoover, the 31st President of the United States. The article was entitled, "The Uncommon Man." In my opinion, there has been too much talk about the common man. It has been dinned into us that this is the century of the common man. The idea seems to be that the common man has come into his own at last. Thus, we are in danger of developing a cult of the common man, which means a cult of mediocrity. But there is at least one hopeful sign. I have never been able to find out who this common man is. In fact, most Americans, and especially women, will get mad and fight if you try to call them common. This is hopeful because it shows that most people holding fast to an essential fact in American life. We believe in equal opportunity for all, but we also know that this includes the opportunity to rise to leadership. In other words, to be uncommon. Let us remember that the great human advances have not been brought about by mediocre men and women. They were brought about by distinctly uncommon people with vital sparks of leadership. Many of the great leaders were of humble origin, but that alone was not their greatness. It is a fact that when you get sick, you want an uncommon doctor. If your car breaks down, you want an uncommon good mechanic. And when we get into war, we want dreadfully an uncommon admiral and uncommon general. I have never met a father and a mother who do not want their children to grow up to be uncommon men and women. May it always be so. For the future of America rests not in mediocrity, but in the constant renewal of leadership in every phase of our national life. Herbert Hoover was the 31st President of the United States and himself was an uncommon man of humble origin. His father was a blacksmith, his mother a traveling preacher. Herbert's first job was office boy for a real estate firm. He worked his way through Stanford University selling newspapers. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you agree with President Hoover that it's the uncommon men and women who have made our country strong? And for those of you like me who didn't understand the word dinned, it means to be instilled in someone by constant repetition. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.